PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that astounds. From the planet lexicon, watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Kids, listen for the words leisure and berserk. It's a beautiful day to be on the open road, and no one's enjoying it more than the Botsford family, because they're going on vacation.
I can't wait to get to the water park.
I'm just looking forward to some leisure time with my family.
Well, what do you say we get this party started with some tunes?
All right, I picked the radio station.
Ha! Radio? I don't think he so. Ready, everyone?
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
I can't hear you, Becky.
She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Guys,
she'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
She's almost here.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Where? She should be here by now.
She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Oh, that's a song.
Meanwhile, back in the city, the notorious Dr. Two Brains is conducting a dangerous experiment.
Oh, drat! I never thought creating a cheddar Provo Swiss super sandwich cheese could be so hard. Let's triple the amount of dynamite and give it another try.
We're exhausted, boss.
Excuse me?
All we do is work. We never get any leisure time.
Leisure time?
We need a vacation. We want to go fishing.
I don't see how fishing will expand your appreciation of cheese and cheese-related products.
That's the point, boss. We want to spend time together away from work. That means no cheese and no evil rays.
Ooh, and we can have a little tea party and write in our little diaries and ride little ponies and... Fine, we'll go fishing.
Do you think the ponies will scare the fish?
So, how about those professional athletics? Sports with the teams and the scores, right?
Yeah, they sure are. Hey, let's play I Spy.
Oh, please, no.
I spy with my little eye something blue. It's the sky.
Oh.
I spy something yellow. The sun. I spy with my little eye something clear. The window.
Meanwhile, Becky Botsford's road trip isn't going much better.
If I have to spend one more second in this car, I'm gonna go berserk.
Wild or crazy, as in this ridiculously slow ride is driving me berserk.
She's on horses. When is she getting here?
Please, it's not the car. See you later.
Okay, but hurry back.
I spy with my little eye something white, that cloud.
Your spying skills are really going to waste as an evil henchman. Oh, when are we gonna get there?
I spy with my little eye something yellow. That sign!
Big Bill's gasser up. Yes, we have helium. Ooh! We need helium. And a break. Hang on, boys.
A blimp! Ha! And they said I was crazy to cater to non-rigid airships. Well, who's laughing now?
Inside the rest stop.
Beef jerky. No. Turkey jerky? No? Beef jerky. Go!
Do you like cheese?
Well, sure.
How about exhibitions?
Do I?
How about things that are international?
Oh, international, yes!
Then come on down to the International Cheese Exhibition.
Dr. Two Brains? What is he doing here?
That's right, the International Cheese Exhibition, featuring world-renowned cheese master, David Driscoll.
David Driscoll? The David Driscoll?
But where on earth is this incredible event taking place?
This incredible event is taking place just 300 miles north-northeast of Big Bill's Gasser Up. That's 258 miles due north if you're traveling by blimp.
If I can get to that International Cheese Exhibition, I can grab the David Driscoll, bring him back to my lab, and force him to make my Cheddar Provo Swiss Super Cheese!
You coming, honey?
I'll be right there. I promised Bob I'd help him memorize all the license plates in the parking lot.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, okay. Not so fast, Dr. Two Brains. I know about your evil plan.
Evil plan? What evil plan? I'm on vacation with my henchmen. I mean, they beg me for some leisure time. But honestly, word girl, if I have to spend another second with those two, I'm gonna go berserk.
I know.
I mean, the constant blabbering.
The annoying games.
The songs.
Oh, the verses and the rounds.
It's like you were there. Becky! About to start a round if I'm going on a picnic.
What's that, Huggy? We have to go because there's a fire in the old fireplace. See you at the cheese exhibition.
Ooh, but if I get there first, you won't see Cheese Master David Driscoll.
Moments later.
So, how much do you guys really want to go fishing?
More than anything in the world, boss.
Good, because we're going to the International Cheese Exhibition.
What?
David Driscoll's going to be there. David Driscoll? Never heard of him. How can you be in the cheese business and not have heard of David Driscoll? Don't you see? We can grab Driscoll, bring him back to the lab, and force him to concoct my Cheddar Provo Swiss Super Sandwich Cheese.
But you said we could go fishing.
Oh, fishing schmishing. What am I supposed to do? Put three separate pieces of cheese on my sandwich like some sort of Cro-Magnon Neanderthal?
Oh, Charlie, don't cry.
Back in the Botsford Mobile.
Hey, everybody. Great news. Instead of going straight to the water park like we all planned, we're going to take a little detour and visit the International Cheese Exhibition. Huh?
What?
And guess who's going to be there? David Driscoll.
But what about the water park? I've been wearing my bathing suit since Tuesday.
Oh.
What?
Hey, don't worry, TJ. The exhibition's going to be great.
Yeah, what do you say we hurry up and get there, huh?
Hey, Dad, here's a fun game. Let's pretend we're racing a blimp to the cheese exhibition.
Becky, now you know how I feel about blimp racing.
Who's ready for a song?
Dad, can we please pick it up a bit?
I'm excited to get to the exhibition too, honey, but you know my policy. If you really want to enjoy a drive, take the speed limit and divide by five. We could be here all day. I applaud your work ethic. Wow, an exhibit on the untold story of cheese curd? We are not wasting another second.
Check out the cottage cheese sculptures of famous astronauts. We'll catch up with you later.
Sounds good.
He was like, no way.
There he is.
Cheese Master David Driscoll.
Why does every lecture I do end the same way?
David Driscoll, you, my friend, are coming back to my lair, where you'll have no choice but to work around the clock to make my new super cheese. But first, could you autograph this?
Oh, well, how do you want me to make it out?
Could you put to my good friend, Dr. Two Brains?
I don't know if I'd call us friends. I mean, I barely even know you. Plus, your plan to force me to work around the clock isn't exactly putting you at the top of my buddy list.
Okay, fine. How about Dr. Two Brains, keep on rocking? With, like, 3 exclamation points, please.
3? Oh, seems a little bit excessive.
Stop right there, Dr. Two Brains. You can kiss your cheesy plan goodbye.
Ha-ha, that is the funniest joke I've ever heard. You know that puns are the lowest form of comedy.
Really? I heard sarcasm was.
Oh, then it must be true, because you're the greatest genius ever to walk the earth. Cheese her! I mean, seize her!
Uh-oh, that sounds like work. And this trip was supposed to be about leisure, meaning no work, just fun.
He's right. That's what leisure means.
Yeah. Thanks for the vocabulary help, word girl. I couldn't have explained it without you. Now, come on, henchman. What if I promise to, I don't know, take you fishing?
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Fine, I'll seize her myself. How's about a little help? No! I am forever cursed never to eat a single slice of cheese made with a combination of cheddar, provolone, and Swiss.
That's what this is all about. Why don't you just use a slice of each? That's just lazy.
Looks like your vacation is over, Dr. Two Brains.
It wasn't really a vacation. Oh, sarcasm. Yeah.
All right, Huggy. Take her down. On second thought, don't rush.
Well, a trip that was supposed to be leisure for Becky Botsford turned out to be anything but for Word Girl. Fortunately, the Botsford family did make it to the water park. Try not to go berserk when you tune in next time for another thrilling adventure of
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is snare. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
A snare is a net-like bag that women in the 1940s wore to keep their hair back.
No, I think you're confusing the word snood with the word snare. And how do you know about snoods?
My interests are many.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
Is a snare like a trap with a net or a rope?
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. Come on, Huggy, it can't be that bad. Well, what a coincidence! It's an official Word Girl snood, which is a net-like bag that women wore to keep their hair back in the 1940s.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Maybe you could use it as a snare.
You could give it to me for my extensive snood collection.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words fad and limelight.
Just another typical day in the office of Mr. Big Enterprises.
Drat.
Mr. Big, your favorite commercial is about to air.
Oh, goody.
Do your parents make money? Do you want bright? Are we on? We interrupt this extremely mesmerizing commercial to bring you a breaking news story. Word Girl will be receiving her 41st Key to the City this weekend to thank her for her work in defeating evil villains such as Dr. Two Brains and Mr. Big.
tune in tomorrow for our live commercial-free coverage of Word Girl's Key Ceremony.
Commercial-free? I pay big money for those commercials so people will buy my products. Hasn't Word Girl gotten enough keys to the city? The fame is getting to her head, don't you think?
When you're hot, you're hot.
I wonder if she'd be so interested in fighting crime if she weren't in the limelight. You know, it's time to put a stop to this. Leslie, how quickly can you manufacture a pop star?
24 hours.
Great! And let's make him extremely handsome, intelligent, and powerful. In other words, a younger version of me.
The next day, outside City Hall.
Hey, Word Girl, congratulations on the key. So, first of all, how do you feel about award ceremonies? Do you think your fame distracts you from your goal of keeping the city safe?
Oh, no. Actually, being in the limelight helps my cause because it allows me to be a good role model. Luckily, I have many loyal fans who show up at events such as... Hey, where are all the cameras and the people? Well, the key ceremony is supposed to start in 5 minutes.
Help! The biggest pop star in the world, Tiny Big, is making an appearance at the mall in 5 minutes, and I don't have a ride!
At the exact same time as my key ceremony?
This is a travesty.
I know, it is a shame I've got my speed.
No time to chat. We're gonna be late. You want a ride?
No, thanks.
Scoops? Okay, see ya.
Are you going to at least give me the key first?
Sorry, I gotta go.
Look into my eyes, you'll be hypnotized. Look into my eyes.
Everybody, I'll be out front signing copies of my new CD, Word Girl is Lame.
Tiny Big is so cool.
I got a tattoo of you, Tiny Big.
Excuse me, could you sign this key to the city?
Over here. I'd like to know what he's done to deserve this attention. I mean, who is this guy?
He's like a tall, cool.
Hello, he's Tiny Big. He's only like the biggest
pop star in the whole world, I heard.
Becky, I got the tissue he sneezed in. I'm so lucky. You should get in line.
Why would I want a dirty tissue? Ugh.
It's Tiny Big's.
Violet, don't you realize Tiny Big is just a fad?
What do you mean, Becky?
A fad. A passing craze. No one's gonna care about Tiny Big tomorrow or whenever the next big thing hits.
Big thing hits?
Remember last year when everyone wanted a Pretty Princess Sparkle scooter?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
That's my point. And soon, Tiny Big will be forgotten, just like the scooter and...
And Word Girl? No one talks about her anymore.
Word Girl is not a fad.
Did anyone even go to her lame-o key ceremony?
Okay. Unlike some people, Word Girl has a real talent. People are always going to need her to keep the world safe. I mean, anyone can sing or dance.
Let's see you try.
Fine. Look into my eyes, you'll be hypnotized. Look into my eyes, you'll be hypnotized. Ouch!
Don't quit your day job. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That's it, folks.
Tiny.
That's my show. It's time to go. Gotta run. Thank you! Good night!
My cover story has left the building. Gotta go. Tiny Big, do you mind answering a few questions for the Daily Rag?
Shoot.
You're practically an overnight sensation. How do you feel about being in the limelight?
Well, you know, I like singing in all shades of light equally. Hey, it's all good.
Actually, by limelight, I meant all of your fame and all of the attention you've been getting. You're famous.
Well, duh. I love it. I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, I'm Todd Scoops Bing, reporter for the Daily Rag. It's my school's newspaper.
Are you gonna ask me for my autograph?
Yeah.
The next day, at Mr. Big's evil corporate headquarters...
Ha 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 ha! Mwah! 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 Ha ha ha! My brilliant plan is working! People are obsessed with Tiny Me, and who could blame them?
Oh, hi.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic was horrendous.
Oh, Leslie, we did it. We defeated Word Girl. No one cares about her and her little aardvark now.
That's wonderful.
Tiny Big really does take after me, doesn't he?
Well, that's how you ordered him. You play guitar?
Yes, of course. Many years ago, I was the lead singer of a band called Rockaroni. I want to date your money. I want to date your money. Be my squishy bunny. Make my sun more sunny. Let me date your money. Oh, how I miss being in the limelight.
Frankly, I'm surprised you'd be interested in pop music. It's not very evil corporation of you.
Actually, pop stars are the most powerful people in the world, even more powerful than the evilest businessmen. They can use their limelight to influence children to do anything from wearing silly clothes to spending all of their parents' money. Leslie? Tiny Big could be a real cash cow for us. We should put out another 3 albums in the next week. Don't you think?
Later, at the department store.
Now, what should I get? An official Tiny Big washer? Good idea, Bob. She's gonna love this.
Oh, come on. Mom doesn't care about Tiny what's-his-name?
I believe his name is Tiny Big. Don't be embarrassed, Becky. I'm a pretty cool dad, okay?
Isn't $100,000 a little steep for a washing machine?
That's not a lot. Look, it's high def. What does that even mean? I don't know. I don't care.
Dad, we don't have that much money.
Think of it as an investment, honey. Tiny Big is the biggest pop star in the world. These are collector's items.
But this is all going to be junk as soon as people get tired of Tiny Big. He's just a fad.
Ooh, this throw rug would really pull together our living room.
Why are you so enthusiastic about spending all of our money? And why is everything so expensive? Don't touch that.
Performing across town in 10 minutes and I can't find my car keys.
Tiny Big, Tiny Big, Tiny Big.
Word up!
Word girl, how did you get backstage? I didn't put you on the guest list.
Well, I am a superhero and I know exactly what you're doing. You created a fad in order to control the minds of these poor, unsuspecting people.
I am not controlling their mind.
And why is the entire town practically hypnotized by Tiny Big?
Well, perhaps because he's extremely charming, good-looking, and talented, just like me. Oh, look, he's even got a dancing hyena.
Captain Huggy Face?
Does anyone know where I might find the most popular celebrity in this city? The celebrity who is currently in the limelight? Because I'd like to present him with this key to the city.
You're giving him my key?
Please step aside, word girl. I need to get through.
Oh, hey.
Tiny Big, I hereby bestow upon you this key to the city.
Cool. What does it open?
Well, it doesn't open anything. It's just a symbol.
Ah, that sounds kind of lame.
Lame? It's not lame. This is the last straw. Attention! Attention, everyone! Tiny Big is a fraud!
Get off the stage, word girl. We want to, like, hear some tunes.
But Tiny Big is control. Wait! Guys!
Okay, sorry about that, folks. I'd like to dedicate my next song to Word Girl. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're so lame. You are so lame. You're so lame. You are so lame.
Wait a second. He's not even singing. It's a hoax. Tiny Big, your 15 minutes of fame are up. Guess he's not so talented after all.
Hey, there he is.
I'd get out of here now if I were you. I knew he was just a fad.
Come back here.
Word girl, once again, you have saved the city from Mr. Big. And as a gesture of thanks, I'd like to offer you this key to the city.
Well, gee, thanks.
This is going to make a great front page story. Word Girl receives 39th key to the city.
Actually, it's my 41st.
Oh, 41?
You're forgetting the two I got last week during the Word Girl parade.
And so, Word Girl once again has saved the city from Mr. Big's tiny big fad. And she's back in the limelight where she belongs.
You make it sound like I need the attention.
You certainly do enjoy it.
Do not. Okay, maybe just a little.
Tune in next time for more exciting adventures of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word snare. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for snare. What's your answer, Phil?
Well, I know from the first round that a snare is a trap, and it looks like Word Girl trapped Chuck, so I will say number two.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. Ah! Very funny, guys. It's an official Word Girl snare. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is refresh, and I like it because it just gives you this nice feeling inside. Here's what my vision of refreshing is. Me just sitting in a plain field of clovers. It puts me in this happy mood. This happy hippie-like mood.
My favorite word is paleontology, which is the study of dinosaurs and dinosaur fossils. Exciting stuff. I love dinosaurs. I want to be a paleontologist when I grow up.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what irked means. That's right. Irked means to feel annoyed or bothered by something. Congratulations, Huggy.